do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're continuing to learn about the actress Mae Whitman. Already yesterday, we learned about how she kind of followed in her parents' footsteps. She did the same thing that her parents were doing by working on film or in the theater. She became an actress. Well, today we're going to continue learning a little bit about this idea, doing what her parents are doing. Now, I wonder about you and your parents. What do they do? What is their career? What is their job? Does that sound interesting to you? Do you want to do the same thing? Would you like to do the same thing your parents are doing, Carolyn?
Well, not really. I enjoy traveling and learning languages and meeting new people. And my parents, let's see, my dad works in the post office, so he does get to meet a lot of interesting people. And then my mom works for a doctor, so she has a lot of responsibilities.
That's good.
But I like to travel, so...
I see.
Yeah, no.
Those jobs are not for you. Right. Well, for me, my parents, well, they work in the church. My dad is a pastor, and he loves telling people about God's good news. I like to do that too, but I don't know if I want to be a pastor or at least work in that way. Well, friends, what about you? Would you like to follow in your parents' footsteps and do what they are doing? This is kind of what Mae Whitman is doing. Let's learn a little bit more about this now.
Mae Whitman, voice actor. Following in her mother's footsteps, Whitman also acts with her voice alone. She also started this at a young age, but her best voice roles came later. In her teens, she provided the voice for Katara in the popular cartoon Avatar: The Last Airbender. And she is the first person to ever voice classic Disney character Tinkerbell. Current actor. Now 25, Whitman continues to pursue both screen and vocal performances. Though she is in some films, like The Perks of Being a Wallflower, she is much more established on TV.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. There are many ways to be an actor in Hollywood. You can be a screen actor, a stunt actor, or even a voice actor. In today's article, we'll learn more about Mae Whitman, a talented and versatile actress. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we start. Follow in someone's footsteps. Follow in someone's footsteps is an idiom. Todd became engineer, following in his father's footsteps. Substantial. Substantial is an adjective. This project will take a substantial amount of time. Invest. Invest is a verb. Most parents invest in their children's education with care. Communication. Communication is a noun. A communication from the boss told us to hold a meeting immediately. Your more information word is vocal. Vocal is an adjective. Let's begin.
We will learn more about her TV career in a little bit, but first, let's learn about Mae Whitman as a voice actor. We read, following in her mother's footsteps, Whitman also acts with her voice alone. So this is not on screen in a movie, but just the sound of her voice.
That's right. Okay, and we read here that she is following in her mother's footsteps. What does that mean? This is a good phrase to know. When you follow in someone's footsteps, it's kind of the idea that they've already created a path by what they've done in life, and you're just following behind them doing the same thing.
That's right. So if you follow in someone's footsteps, then you do the same thing or something very similar to what they did before you. And a lot of people do follow in their parents' footsteps.
That's true. Well, what about you? Do you follow in your parents' footsteps? Or here's another question. In whose footsteps do you follow? If it's not your parents, do you follow in anyone else's footsteps? Maybe someone that you admire, someone that you have admiration for?
Well, that is a good question. Now, continuing, learning about Mae Whitman and her voice acting. She also started this at a young age, but her best voice roles came later. So if you remember before, her acting career started when she was 3, after she made a rather rude comment to a director. But she got a lot of parts as daughters in many different movies, including an alien invasion movie. And here, she also started her voice acting career at a young age.
That's right, but her best roles came later. We read here, in her teens, she provided the voice for Katara in the popular cartoon Avatar, The Last Airbender. Well, I haven't seen Avatar, The Last Airbender, but have you seen this, Carolyn?
I have seen it, and it is wonderful.
Yeah?
And I didn't realize that she was the voice of Katara. She does a very good job.
Okay, well, it sounds like I should watch this cartoon. So we see she is a talented voice actor, and we continue reading here, and she is the first person to ever voice classic Disney character Tinkerbell. Okay, who is Tinkerbell? Well, you probably know the story of Peter Pan. Tinkerbell is his little fairy friend.
Yes, she is. And if you are familiar with Peter Pan, you also know that Tinkerbell doesn't talk until now.
Mm-hmm.
And Mae Whitman was the first person to ever give Tinkerbell a voice.
That's right. She gave her a voice. Or as we can see here in our lesson, voice is a verb. She voiced this classic character, Tinkerbell. All right. Now we're talking about her as a little bit older. Current actor. Now 25, Whitman continues to pursue both screen and vocal performances. That's an interesting way to start the sentence, talking about her age first.
That's right. Well, we've moved from her being a child actor to a voice actor and now to her current acting career. So she started her acting career in movies at a very young age, as well as her voice career, and now she is 25. So things are beginning to change for her.
And so she is pursuing screen and vocal performances. What's a screen performance? Well, movies, TV shows, that kind of thing. Anything you might see on your television screen. And a vocal performance? Well, actually, vocal has to do with the voice, so she might be working on her singing voice. Maybe she will be a good singer, or maybe she is continuing to perfect her talent with voice acting.
Yes, I think it is referring to her voice acting, these vocal performances. But vocal performance can also refer to singing. Now we continue reading. Though she is in some films, like The Perks of Being a Wallflower, she is much more established on TV. So she's been in a few movies, a few films, but her fame right now is in TV series.
All right, she's more established on TV. That's where people know her more. They see her in these TV shows. Well, The Perks of Being a Wallflower. Carolyn, is that a movie that you saw?
I have seen that movie, Gabe, and it's actually based on a book. But the movie is pretty good, and she does a very good job with the character in that movie.
That's right. Well, a lot of movies, of course, are based on books or other stories. And so, she did a great job, and of course, she's doing a good job in TV shows as well. We're going to learn about some of those TV shows, some of her characters that she plays on TV. But first, let's take a look at what Michelle has to share in the language lab.
大家好，我是Michelle。 今天的第一个重点，我们来看的是 follow in someone's footsteps 这个成语，跟随某个人的脚步，意思就是效仿或者是步某个人的后尘。例如 ，Ricky followed in his father's footsteps and became a teacher。Ricky 效仿他的父亲成为了一个老师。 或者是 Shanna followed in her sister's footsteps and applied to Brown University. Shanna 消防姐姐申请了布朗大学。接下来我们看的是 vocal 这个形容词。VOC 这个字根有声音的意思，所以 vocal 是指声音的。例如 ,the singer underwent vocal training before she started recording her album. 这位歌手在录制专辑前接受了发声的训练。Vocal 也可以指直言不讳的或者是激烈表达意见的。例如 ,the public was quite vocal over the sudden change in the policy. 大众对于政策的突然转向表达了极不满的意见。
So far today, we're learning about how Mae Whitman, the famous actress, was following in her mother's footsteps. She was following in her mother's footsteps by becoming a voice actor. And of course, she voiced the character Katara in Avatar, The Last Airbender, and also she voiced the classic character Tinkerbell from Peter Pan. Well,She also did more. She was in some movies as well, but she was more established in TV. And even today, she is more established in TV shows. Let's continue learning about Mae Whitman.
Mae Whitman. She has a substantial part in Parenthood, now in its fifth season.And is featured in the returning series Arrested Development. Her voice is also being used in a new TV version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Making good on her parents' advice, she's invested in every role, whether live action or cartoon, with love and hope. Hopefully that communication has maybe made some people feel less alone, she says of her roles. Someone's grown up since Waiting for Mom.
Well, her career is moving right along. She's gone through a lot of changes. And right now we are learning all about her career as a TV actor. We read, she has a substantial part in Parenthood, now in its fifth season, and is featured in the returning series, Arrested Development. So she's very popular in these TV shows.
That's right, Parenthood and Arrested Development. Well, let's take a look at a word from our word bank here, substantial. If you have a substantial part in a show, that means it's not a small part. Actually, it makes quite a big difference.
That's right. So she has a very important role in this show, Parenthood. You could also say that other things are substantial as well.You might say, studying for the test made a substantial difference in my score. I didn't study before, and I got a very bad score, but this time I studied, and it was much better. It made a substantial difference.
Yes, it is important to study. Or you could talk about a substantial paycheck. You don't want to make just a little bit of money. You want to have a substantial paycheck. Make a substantial amount of money. Well, here we're talking about acting, and maybe if you're acting, you want to have a substantial role. You don't just want to be an extra with a few lines. You want to have a substantial role that makes a difference. And Mae has a substantial role in Parenthood, and it says she is featured in the returning series Arrested Development. If she's just featured, that means the role is not as big.
That's right. So she doesn't have a substantial role in the other show, just one. Continuing, her voice is also being used in a new TV version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now, that was a very popular series when I was growing up, and I think even before then, they have movies and cartoons and video games about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and it sounds like they are making a new TV series featuring...Mae Whitman's voice.
Well, I think this should be quite interesting and fun to watch and listen to, of course. Well, we continue here. Making good on her parents' advice, she's invested in every role, whether live action or cartoon, with love and hope. All right, there's a lot to look at there in that sentence. First, we want to talk about the phrase to make good on something. Usually this means you made a promise and you've followed through with your promise. Or you owe someone money and you paid them back. Here it means that she followed her parents' advice.
That's right. So there are lots of ways that you can use this phrase. You might say, he made good on his promise that he would help me move all of my furniture. It was very heavy and I needed some help. He said he would do it and he made good on it.
Or, my dad made good on his promise that he would come to my baseball game. He said he was going to be there and he showed up. So he made good on that promise. So we see here that May has also made good on following her parents' advice, that she's invested in every role with love and hope. Let's take a look at our word bank word, invest. What does that mean? How can you use it?
Well, if you invest in something, that means you put a lot of work into it or a lot of money or time into it. So it's not something that is worthless to you. It's something very important and you work hard to make it do its very best.
And if you are an actor or actress, you want to pursue this kind of career, it's important to invest into every role. Don't just go in with 50% of your energy and heart. You want to invest fully. Be fully committed. Okay, it's very important. Whatever you do, be fully invested into it. Well, here we're talking about being invested in every role, whether live action or cartoon, with love and hope. So she's investing all of these roles into all of these roles with love and hope.
That's right, she is. And she did good with following her parents' advice. And we want to learn more about advice with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud.
In our lesson today, we see that Mae Whitman is making good on her parents' advice. Why don't we take a look at this word, advice? It is uncountable, so even if Mae's parents had given her several suggestions, we would not say advices.
No, we wouldn't. We should never add an S at the end of advice. However, the word suggestion is countable, so we could say Mae's parents have given her lots of helpful suggestions, plural.
Okay, so how do we count something that's uncountable? Well, we know we cannot say one advice, but we can say a piece of advice or a word of advice.
Also, be aware of the pronunciation. We need to remember that advice, A-D-V-I-C-E, is a noun, advice. But the verb, A-D-V-I-S-E, is pronounced advise. The end of the word has a Z sound.
Okay, thanks for advising our students, Ken. Good advice.
Advice 是建议或忠告，这是个不可数的名词，因此字尾不能加 s， 并不能够讲 advices。若是要数的话，可以用 piece 或 word。Let me give you a word of advice. 让我给你一个忠告。Here are three pieces of advice. 这里有三项建议。另一个表示建议的字是 suggestion。Suggestion 是可数名词，所以三项建议除了讲 three pieces of advice， 也可以直接讲 three suggestions。另外 ，advice 是名词，它的动词是 advise， 这个字要读 advise， 字尾是 z 的音，而且要稍微拉长 advise。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, let's continue with something that May said. She says, hopefully that communication has maybe made some people feel less alone, she says, of her roles. All right, so of course she has a plan. She's not just acting with half of her heart. She's invested and she wants her roles to make a difference in people's lives.
That's right, and she uses that word communication, a word from our word bank now. Communication is the way you communicate with someone. So communication could be through words, actions, maybe you write a letter or an email or even a text message. Those are all forms of communication.
That's right. Forms of communication. People communicate in so many different ways. And animals communicate with each other. We can communicate in so many different ways. Now, it's good to have good communication skills. That's something that your employer might look at if you're applying for a new job. You need to have good communication skills. Okay, right now it's time for us to, well, actually, there's one more line here. I like this line a lot. Someone's grown up since waiting for mom. Now, who is that someone?
Well, that is Mae Whitman. Remember, we started with a quote, and now we have ended with a quote, and there is a big difference between the two. Mm-hmm. She has certainly grown up. Well, right now, it is time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
What are you? Some kind of knucklehead?
Excuse me?
I said, what are you? Some kind of knucklehead?
No, and don't call me that again.
I'm not calling you a knucklehead. I'm practicing to become a voice artist.
That's a strange line to practice.
Well, not really. With those words, Mae Whitman's impressive career was born and defined.
Mae Whitman?
Yes. She is the daughter of Meg Ryan in When a Man Loves a Woman.
Mae Whitman?
George Clooney is her father in One Fine Day.
Mae Whitman.
Sandra Bullock is her mother in Hope Floats.
Mae Whitman.
Daughter of the president in Independence Day.
Mae Whitman. Oh, she's a good screen actor.
Yeah, and she is following in her mother's footsteps as a voice actor.
Her real mother.
Yes. Mae provided the voice for Katara in Avatar. Oh, and Disney's Tinkerbell.
Oh, that's impressive.
She does film and TV, too. She's invested in every role.
That's very impressive.
And it all started with, what are you, some kind of knucklehead?
What are you, some kind of knucklehead?
Yes. I mean, no. I mean, maybe.
OK, 继续我们看的是 substantial 这个形容词。Substantial 是指重大的或者是相当程度的。例如 ,substantial funds were invested in this project. 大量的资金投入在这个案子当中。或者是 there has been substantial improvement in his health. 他的健康状况有大幅的进步。他的名词是 substance, S-U-B-S-T-A-N-C-E, 意思是指重大性或者是重要意义。例如 ,nothing of substance seems to have been achieved in the discussion. 这个讨论似乎没有达到任何实质的效果。最后我们看的是 communication 这个名词。Communication 在今天的课文中是指消息或信息。例如 ,we received your communication last Wednesday and we're sorry that we can't attend the banquet. 我们上周三收到了您的信息,但是非常抱歉我们无法参加宴会。Communication 也指沟通。例如 ,Tom needs to improve his communication skills. Tom 需要加强他沟通的技巧。And now let's continue our lesson.
The past 2 days, we've been enjoying learning about Mae Whitman and her career as a young actor. Well, have you seen her in any of these movies or TV shows? Or heard her voice in anything? I've seen Avatar The Last Airbender,Perks of Being a Wallflower, and Independence Day. Gabe, have you seen anything that she's been in?
Well, Carolyn, I really did enjoy Independence Day. It was one of the first movies I saw in the theater when I was 12 years old, and she did a great job. Of course, she's always doing a great job. Thank you, friends, for joining us today, learning all about Mae Whitman, and of course, we hope to see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend, last a lifetime.